Growing in trust. A 2022 study indicates that 70% of the people surveyed in 30 countries around the world believe most people can't be trusted. That's a remarkable and disturbing figure. Why have we lost our ability to trust others? What's happened to cause us to think that people can't be trusted? One 64-year-old surveyed offered this reason. In the last 40 years, we've become increasingly more tolerant of selfishness and greed and less respectful of sacrifice and honor, she says. In part, she blames this on the rise of the short, indirect, impersonal communication offered through computers, cell phones, and social media, which she says results in insincere and often dishonest information. She concludes that having politicians who lie routinely does not provide the nation with a noble role model. Yet even though many believe people are untrustworthy, most still believe this needs to be remedied. Often considering the far-reaching effects of broken trust in personal, professional, and spiritual relationships, it's known that trust is an important quality that must be nurtured. Trust has been defined as the assured reliance on the character, ability, strength, or truth of someone or something, which results in confidence, even dependence, on a hopeful future as a result of that relationship. To have trust in someone means that we believe that person is honest and reliable, someone we can depend on because they offer safety and security. Some researchers suggest that people are hardwired to trust others, that from birth an infant looks to others to provide their nurturance and protection and are rewarded when their needs are instantly and repeatedly met. Interesting research by Paul Zak shows that a powerful natural chemical in our bodies called oxytocin plays a role actually in mother's labor and milk production, and so when it's released or applied, actually boosts both trust and trustworthiness between people. I've always said God has made us the way that we are meant to be in His image. Another study by researcher Lisa De Bruin revealed that people showed a greater tendency to trust others who looked like them, and the closer that similarity, the greater the trust, suggesting that we somehow imagine a family connection. This notion is furthered by other studies that indicate we develop greater levels of trust with those who appear to be members of our own social, financial, spiritual, or educational group. If this is the case, then why should we have trouble trusting people in our own families, in our own workplace, or in our own churches? Psychologist Erik Erikson argues that trust issues may develop as a result of disturbing early childhood experiences when people we should have been able to trust have let us down. From these disappointments, our ability to trust in others who have positions of influence or importance may actually be shattered or broken. The tragedy is that this lack of trust can damage our relationship with our Heavenly Father as well, for we are called upon to trust the Lord with all our heart, not depend on our own understanding, to seek His will in all we do, and trust He will show us which path to take. One biblical source offers that to trust in the Lord means more than believing in who He is and what He says. It means having confidence in Him to such an extent that it leads to action. Thus, if we trust in the Lord, we boldly, even sacrificially, do His will. Whereas faith is believing God in who He says He is and is the rewarder of those who diligently seek Him, we read in Hebrews 11. Trust is loving Him even if we do not see Him, 1 Peter 1 tells us. Trusting Him so completely that nothing, no delay or disappointment, can shatter that assurance and confidence in Him. It's because we trust Him that we obey Him and His commands, Isaiah tells us. We trust Him for salvation, we see in Genesis 49, and protection in Psalm 11, and unfailing love in Psalm 13. Moreover, repeatedly we see in Scripture that we can trust him and never be disgraced or put to shame. There's a whole bunch of verses that show us that. We will also have perfect peace when we trust in him and fix our thoughts on him, and will lack no good thing. When we trust in the Lord, fear flees, as King David wrote repeatedly in Psalm 56, saying, "I trust in God, so why should I be afraid? What can mere mortals do to me?" The prophet Isaiah agreed with him, writing, "See, God has come to save me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. The Lord God is my strength and my song. He has given me victory." And Jesus reassured his anxious disciples and us with, "Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." Our troubles come when we take our eyes off Jesus, as Peter so profoundly found out when he stepped out of the boat and floundered in the seas. The Bible strongly warns us not to put our trust in money or wealth, or in idols or mediums or fortune tellers, our own skill even, or even the strength of our buildings or our vehicles or our weapons. Ungodly leaders or overseers, they let us down, and certainly our own wisdom may be faulty. Isaiah even warns not to place our trust in other people, for they are as frail as breath. And Micah, God bless him, echoes this, saying, "Don't trust anyone, not your best friend or even your own wife." Jeremiah cautions against trusting our neighbor or brother, even members of our own family. A lament that Jesus himself takes up when he warns his disciples, "Brothers will turn against their own brothers and hand them over to be killed. Fathers will hand over their own children to be killed. Children will fight against their own parents and will have them killed. Everyone will hate you because you follow me. But the one who remains faithful to the end will be saved." Do we despair then, beloved, that there is no trustworthy person we can have confidence in? No, not at all. The godly wife described in Proverbs 31 is trustworthy. Her husband can trust her, and she will greatly enrich his life, King Solomon wrote. There are trustworthy advisors and accountants, we read in the book of Kings. There are those like Joseph who will not defile their master's house, no matter how great or how persistent the temptation. There are leaders like Moses who hear from the Lord and guide with the Spirit's wisdom. There are government administrators like Daniel who are faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. There are pastors and Bible teachers who've been entrusted to teach the Word of God and do so with honesty and transparency. Jesus reassures us as we come to him who is the light in this dark world that we can put our trust in him and they will no longer remain in darkness. It is as though Christ, it's actually through Christ, we have come to trust in God. He will give us discernment, beloved, godly understanding and enlightenment of those people who are trustworthy, reliable, dependable, and faithful, because they are those who are fully surrendered to the will of God. It's these very people we can trust. And we read this in Paul's final words to the Romans, where he lists a whole bunch of people that he wants to commend because of who they are in the church and who they are in the community. We can only grow in trust as we grow ourselves in trustworthiness, not betraying our covenant with him or betraying his trust as Adam did. And that can only happen as we place our trust in the Lord and commit everything we do to him, confident in his help. As we submerge ourselves in his word, for the word of the Lord holds true and we can trust everything he does, Psalm 33 said. We will know God's trustworthiness, we read in the final chapters of the book of Revelation. And the reward for trusting him will be the salvation of our souls. For in that place of blessed assurance, we are truly blessed. For blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. That's us, beloved. Let's hold fast to him and be confident in our trust in the Lord. God bless you.